meeting, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, or good night, in Adobe Connect, I see about 15 participants, and I gather we are about as many on audio as well, even though I have no exact figures. So please remember to mute your phone if not speaking actively, especially if you're in a surrounding of noisy surrounding. Hopefully, or at least in Adobe Connect, you see a proposed agenda for today's meeting consisting of 5 points. It's some, to start with, some brief consideration about housekeeping for this meeting. Secondly, it's some, and maybe the furthest point is suggested substantial issues proposed for this meeting, what is happening in the process per se. And then if community members are interested to give a more elaborate view on things, we could extend discussion in point number three, response from the community. And with the response, we mean response for the proposal, to the proposal. So, and as a fourth, any other business or open mic suggestions, issues from the community in more general terms in order for the meeting. So let's start with housekeeping for the meeting. When preparing this, we were anxious to have community's input on the proposal that is supposed to be answered December 22nd. So in order to handle this, we take notes during the meeting, or we rather... you can see this in Adobe Connect. We also take substantial issues back to the CWG, the working group, cross-country working group, as well. And we want you as individual CCTLDs to submit your proposals as well in written by no later than December 22nd, and this is of course not just because one has said it, it's also an issue of magnitude. If several CCTLDs mention something, it's a benefit of course. So please make your voices heard. I see in the participants list that I guess most people here are quite initiated in the process per se. They know much, they're active participants. That's my assessment at least of the participants. So, and this is of course good. I would like to go to the second point in today's agenda, and that is suggested substantial issues. Things that we would like to mention for the community per se. So first of all, maybe if Lisa, if you're around, we could have a chat about principles of further work. Are you prepared to give us something about this?
Yes, I can give you, but first I'd really like to, what we said on, in the agenda is actually a description of the current process. I know people are participating, but I'd really like to go through where we are at the moment. So if you don't mind, I'll just start with this.
Okay, please.
Yes, okay, because I don't know if everyone knows, but a proposal has been sent out for public comment on 1st of December, and there is a date on the 22nd of December for comments. And we've had three webinars regarding the proposal. The plan is that the public comments will be summarized by staff, and then it will be, all the comments will be provided for the CWG for a review. And then the comments will be handed over to a small group to make a draft analysis of the comments and suggestions for changing the proposal. And then the analysis is shared with the whole group. So this is the plan for how to treat the comments. And I'd also like you to know that there'll be meetings during Christmas. There's a meeting planned on the 18th of December, 23rd, and 30th of December. That's the plan for now anyway. And I know that the subgroups for the different parts of the proposals are still working. So those of you who are not following this, you can see the discussion online if you want. And then I'd like to inform you that the co-chairs of the CWG are having meetings with the co-chairs of the accountability group, because both processes are very closely linked. So we're trying to synchronize where we are, and the co-chairs have the of the accountability group has asked for matters that we find would be helpful for them to look into, and we've sent a note out for the group of where we think there's matters that need to be taken into account for the accountability group. So that was the short update of the process. I don't know if that if there's any questions for this. No.
I see. No.
No.
Hands. And I see
okay.
No hands, and I see no comments in chat. So people
yeah.
seem updated about this. May I just remind all to please stand in mute if not actively speaking. So. Now, here we are. Bernard Turcotte joined us. Hello, Bernard as well. I see no hands about that short description of current process, so maybe we'll continue in the agenda.
Yeah.
If nothing else happens. Okay.
Okay.
So, thank you, Lisa, for taking that. I actually... not forgot, but I was too anxious of getting on with it. So what has happened during this former work? We've had several issues on the table, and as looking at the participants in Adobe Connect anyhow, I think many people know about what is on the table. We have discussed functional separation or structural separation between IANA and ICANN, and this is the issue, should there be a separation or not. We have been talking about if there should be a mechanism to reassign the IANA functions contract to any other operator. We have talked about automation of the IANA functions in relation to other things. Good morning, Eric. I see you're joining us at the chat as well, so I'll just continue. There's been a replacement or proposed replacement of the IANA functions into four organizations: the Customer Standing Committee, the Multi-Stakeholder Review Team, the Contract Coordination or Cooperation, and the Independent Appeals Panel. So we've had a lot of issues to discuss, but if we have no comments on this, I will hastily go on in the agenda. Are there any general considerations about the event so far? I see no reactions in Adobe Connect, and I see nothing on the chat either. Okay. So, Lisa, may we try once again? Could you please tell us something about the principles for further work?
Yes. There's been, or there is a draft for principles and criteria that should underpin decisions on the transition of the NTIA stewardship. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'm just going to say that these are meant to be the basis of what the decisions on the transition on. It should be the basis on how it's formed, and it's related to security, stability, and resiliency. It is very much about the accountability and the transparency of what the solution is going to be about, the service level, how policy is going to be treated within IANA, and the diversity of the IANA customers. Actually, it's trying to form the principles of also how the requirements from the NTIA is built. So we're trying to enhance it all in some principles that will be the checklist when the actual proposal is made. And Martin Boyle has been the prime writer on this, and I don't know if he has anything more to add to what I just said.
It's Martin Boyle here. No, not really. I think Lisa's covered the points quite well. I would just note that I think we're probably now fairly close to a final version of these principles. There are two outstanding points and two bits of drafting that were three bits of drafting, sorry, that were generally accepted at the last call, but with the rule of two calls, we need to reconsider those at the next meeting on Thursday. Then I think that work will be done. At the moment, an earlier version of the principles finds itself right at the back. I forget which act it is now of the proposal. That's all I think I can add to Lisa's excellent summary. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So here we have Eric Iriart. Please join us in the comments. The floor is yours, Eric. Eric is typing in the chat. Yes, we listen to you, Eric. We can't hear you, though. According to Adobe Connect, your mic is on. Okay, Eric. If you please could come with your comments through the mic with a written. Okay, so Eric will call us back again. I'm not sure, but in the meantime, we'll give the floor to Paul Kane. Paul, please.
Yes, hello. Good morning, all. This is a question really for Martin to the principles and the status of the principles document. My understanding was that the principles document was there to guide as background informational material rather than a foundation under which decisions relating to the transition may occur. Could you just clarify, as you see it, the purpose of the principles? Because not that much effort has been, I mean, I know you've done a job and certainly we've been commenting on that, but I'm not sure if everyone is aware of the significance of the principles.
Thanks for that, Paul. Martin Boyle here. Yes, I'm not quite sure that anybody's ever specifically defined what the principles are going to be used for. However, write yourself a set of principles, and I would expect people to at least look at the principles and say, what have we achieved in our proposal, and does this fall at any of the principles that we have identified? Either of us might be right. I actually think that they are to help us make decisions. You might be right in that they've got no formal status at the end of the day. But either way, I think we are going to have to always try and assess whether what the proposal comes out at, whether we have addressed all the principles to a greater or lesser extent. After all, they are called principles. They are supposed to be outlining the environments in which we're working. Thanks.
Okay. So, do we have audio with Eric? Or
Yes, thank you. Only to add about the principles, one of the interesting points at in the document is the difference between working with CCTLDs and GTLDs, in special for the development of the policies. That part in the document was talking about the diversity of the Ghana customer one side, and the other, the mix of the all decision and action of Ghana need to be made objectively based in a policy agreement. But it's interesting that the relation with the local policies, in the case in special of the CCTLDs, and neither of the Ghana functions need to trespass or affect any relation of the CCTLDs in their local level. So this idea of the principle that Ghana only action is related with a relation in base of contract with the CCTLDs, effectively contract exists in a document or not, it's important. So I think Martin could explain more about that difference in the relation with the CCTLDs, especially for the this Ghana function that appear in the document of principles.
Okay, Stefan Johnson here. Just keeping on what is happening in the chat, but Christy Spain proposed that Martin or someone should send an email to the CCTLD list with the principles, so the CCs can look at them in isolation, and because it seems to me that there may be different principles for CCs from Gs, he says. And maybe that's a good idea. What do you say, Martin?
Martin Boyle here. Thanks for that. Yeah, I think it's a valid point, and certainly when I look at the current draft proposal, I would see there being certain of the proposals there that might work for a G or a C, but wouldn't necessarily work for the others. However, when we were looking at the principles, we were trying to essentially really do principles. In other words, take quite a high level and slightly abstract viewpoint, and we didn't quite manage in that in the principles there are at least two places where we write against it for CCTLDs and one place where we write against it for GTLDs. The one is particularly on delegation and redelegation decisions, so no real surprise there. The other one marks the difference between CCTLDs and GTLDs, for the customers and the nature of the customers and the nature of the relationship between the registry and the IANA function, and in particular how you ensure that that is carried out in a neutral fashion, independent of the nature of the actual signed relationship between the registry and the IANA functions operator. And as I said in the chat, I have now sent round the CCTL world, CCTLD community and CCSO members list the version of the principles that was circulated last week following the conference call of the cross-community working group on the IANA. And the two sections I just referred to, one is F2 on page 2, and the other one is G3 on page 3. G2 and G3 on bottom of page 2 and the top of page 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Carolina Aguirre has had her hand up for a while. Please go ahead. Carolina, can you hear us? Carolina, can you hear us? Seems you're typing something in the chat. So, in the meantime, excuse me if I pass you on. You can hear us, but we can't hear you again. So in the meantime, Carolina, if you could submit something in written, please, and we'll go on to Christy Spain instead and give you the floor, please.
Thank you, Stefan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thanks. Look, I thank you, Martin, and I understand exactly what you said. I just want to just briefly explain why I made the point. I think if the principles are, if the principles are limited to matters that refer to the technical aspects of the IANA function, the service level agreements, and so on, then I would be surprised to find, I'd be surprised to find much divergence between what the GTLDs require from at the principled level on the IANA function and the Cs. But if it goes any deeper than that, then I can see that there would be a set of principles that would apply specifically and only to CCTLDs and perhaps another set of principles that would apply specifically and only to GTLDs, given that in the vast majority of cases, GTLDs are, well, in all cases, GTLDs are governed by a contractual relationship with ICANN, and in the case of CCTLDs, they are, of course, governed by a different set of relationships, and that's why I wanted to have a very clear understanding of the matters to which the principles refer, because I think there are significant differences between the two groups and requirements of the two groups, which I would put at a principled level, even though they may not necessarily apply to both groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And let's see if Carolina, sorry, by some magic touch has regained her hearing now. Okay, so now Carola is coming in through the chat at least. In my opinion, the principles are a good input for the CWG proposal for comments before 22nd of December. Since you mentioned they don't have a formal status, have you envisaged them as a wider input from the CIS community into this process? Question mark. And this was a question for Martin, actually. So, Martin, do you have a good answer?
Thanks, Stefan. Thanks, Carolina. Martin Boyle here. Well, as I said, my own feeling is that the principles really do have a formal status. Remember, I'm not actually a member of this committee. I am an observer and in on behalf of Nominet. And so it's happened to be the person who put his hand up to volunteer steering these principles through the process. My feeling is that the group must have decided that they have a formal status in the fact that they annexed them to the proposal that is currently on the table. That is my uninformed view. It's just that, you know, they are there and therefore they have some status, but I wouldn't know exactly what. Have I envisaged them for wider input from the CCTLD community into the process? Yes, I would hope that the principles could be used by CCTLD managers and the regional organizations in thinking about the proposals, proposal that's in front of them, and in thinking about what they want to get from the current draft proposal. So I say I would hope that people will look at them and that they will use them to help themselves make their own contribution to the open consultation. I'd echo what I can't remember who said earlier, that it is important for CCTLDs to contribute to the discussion to make sure that the eventual proposal is suitable for the variety of CCTLDs that do rely on the IANA functions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Martin. I see Carolina is typing right now. Thanks for clarifying, Martin, she writes. I see we have Lisa on with a hand up, so please, Lisa, go ahead.
I'll make it very short. It's Lisa for the record. I just want to support what Martin said about it. It has a certain formal status. It's not a part of the request for proposal sent from the ICG, but it's something that the CWG is actually agreeing upon on Rust consensus. So it's being called out for the group. So I think it has a status and a formal status, and I think it's important for the actual proposal because it kind of set the expectations to what do we want the proposal to include. Thank you.
Okay, so I see no more speakers on the list at least. So just a personal reflection from myself from Frankfurt meeting is that principles were not maybe from this group, but for sure from the representatives from the Governmental Advisory Committee, the GAC. They had a lot of interest in these principles and tried to almost rewrite them at city meetings. So yes, there is an interest for these principles. So the absence of principles would for sure raise more headache. So I guess there is a place for them after all as well. So are there any more comments? Okay, so here we have a comment from Annette Lang as well. I support the suggestion of Carolina that the principles are a good input for the CWG proposal to illustrate. So if we have no more comments on principles for further work, I see no hands, I see no chat writing. Let's go on then. Next on the agenda, we have issues in current proposals, and this is a tricky one to present because of who is listening, some people are very initiated in this and some are maybe less initiated. I don't know if I even dare to ask Alan if you have the possibility to present in very general terms what the issues are, or if I should have a shot at it myself.
It's Alan here, Alan McGilvery. Actually, why don't you take a stab at it, Ms.
Thank
Stefan,
you.
And if I think you missed something, I'd be happy to jump in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, let's see where to start. I mentioned initially that one of the issues are if IANA should remain a functional separated organization within ICANN, or even further, if IANA should be structurally separated from ICANN as a totally individual organization. This is being discussed. And I see a hand from Chris already. Yes, please, Chris, go ahead.
So, Stefan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, look, I'm quite happy to go through the sections piece by piece, if that's the best way of dealing with it. I have a series of thoughts that I wanted to deliver on the proposal. So the proposal generally. So if now's the appropriate time to do it, I'm happy to do so. It's up to you.
Please go ahead, Chris.
So I need to start by just acknowledging that I'm in a somewhat unusual and difficult position here because I'm on the ICANN board, and I want to make it really clear that I'm on this call, and my comments are being made specifically and totally with my ouda.au hat on, and with no other hat. I'm talking solely as a CCTLD manager, and I hope that everyone will accept and acknowledge that. I have a number of thoughts that I'd like to deliver. Alda will be putting in formal comments to the CWG, but I thought it was important on this call for CCTLDs that I at least gave some kind of indication of where our thinking lies. I'm very concerned about a number of the proposals that have been put forward for a number of different reasons. But I'll try and keep it simple and not go into great detail, and that will come in our comments. I'm not against, in principle, the concept of having a mechanism in place that enables a nuclear option where in the case of, let's just call it, gross incompetence, it's clearly necessary and important that the ability exists for the users of the IANA function, the parties that use that, to move the IANA function somewhere else. I remain skeptical but open to be convinced that a separate entity is the right way to do that. But if a separate entity were to be the body, I think that separate entity should be limited to only using a nuclear option. I think the concept of creating some new mechanism to allow for the IANA function to be serially tendered on a regular basis goes against the fundamental principles of security and stability that we all care passionately about. The U.S. government has spent a huge amount of time and effort in creating ICANN. Like it or not, it was created specifically to run this function. And it seems to me to make no sense that we should suddenly decide that whether or not ICANN runs this function is subject to a 4-year or 5-year tender process at the whim of a group of people who, a number of whom don't even have a specific interface for the technical function that IANA runs. Having said that, I want to go back and stress that a nuclear option and ability to move it out of ICAN in a set of very limited circumstances is something which I think is important and necessary. I'm just not convinced that a separate entity is necessary to do that. I think that that could be done within ICAN. It could be done in many ways that would involve an understanding of a group of the users of the IANA function jumping over a number of hurdles and pushing a button that make sure that the ICANN has to go through a process of re-tendering. And an example that I would give you as to how that would work is this. In Australia, ALDA is the manager of the .au CCTLD. We are not government. We are not governed by government, and we have no government say in what we do. We have liaison with our government. But in emergency legislation under our Telecommunications Act, our government has the ability, in a number of very limited circumstances, to push a button and say, ALDA is no longer doing its job properly, and we are obliged, pursuant to that legislation, whether we like it or not, to effectively re-tender the thing that we do out to someone else. And I think it would be possible and feasible for that to be put in place within the ICANN model without the need for a separate entity. My other points are two other points, so I won't be too much longer. One is that I think the service level committee concept is a fine one. I'm very comfortable with it, but I have concerns about representation on that committee. I think that it should be at least a majority of the users of the IANA function, which is effectively registries. We are the ones who actually deal with the service levels on a daily, weekly, and yearly basis, and therefore, for us to make those decisions based purely, solely, and only on the IANA's ability to meet those service levels. So I'm perplexed and slightly concerned about the concept that we would have other aspects of ICANN involved in that process in anything other than an observer capacity. And finally, I have concerns about the appeals mechanism. I think it's an excellent idea to have a formal arbitration-based appeals mechanism for dealing with disputes over service levels, but I'm concerned that we as CCTLDs would abandon our redelegation appeals to a generalized arbitration mechanism. I think we need one that is specific to CCTLDs. I have some ideas about how that might work, which I won't go into now, but I think the CCTLD community itself needs to take charge of how disputes over redelegation are dealt with, and I don't think a one-size-fits-all mechanism for dealing with disputes over service levels and the like are suitable for dealing with very specific culturally based issues that arise in respect to redelegations of a CCTLD. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. I've had some comments during your speech. Martin Simon of SIDN agrees with you, especially in your first point, about separation of entities, etc. Paul Kane has also spoken a bit about it would not be wise to change the IANA operator. The main issue is the independence within ICANN of the IANA. And Paul continues. He happens to write the same thing twice, I guess. So let's, on the list is Lisa Furr. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Stefan. It's Lisa Furr for the record. And thank you, Chris, for raising some very very interesting concerns, and I think they kind of echo some of the concerns we have seen on the CWG list from some of the CCs. I must say, I'm speaking now as not as the co-chair of the CWG, but as the registry.dk. And for me, I agree, we don't want to build a very complex structure of how to solve the IANA stewardship issue. But I also must say that the premise of the whole proposal is that we agree that the IANA function is satisfactory. It works very well. But it is to make a kind of a safeguard that if anything goes wrong, it can be removed from ICANN. And as I see it, there doesn't need to be a tender per se for this every fourth year or something like that. But we need to have a possibility of removing the IANA function away from ICANN if it's not working in the future. And I think this this possibility needs a kind of a new structure that cannot be only within ICANN. And I think it's very important to not to make this structure too complex. And I can see from what's in the some of the threats on the list that it kind of grows on us. So I'd like us to get back to basics and try and structure the four organizations. I think they're fine because I think we need an appeal mechanism, and I don't think they should go into issues about delegation, redelegation, but only has the delegation, redelegation followed the procedure that has been agreed on, not the policy. And last, I think what we should do is and try and find a consensus on how to kind of pull the proposal back to the basics and still having the safeguard of the possibility of taking away of ICANN if that goes wrong. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lise. Next on the list, I see Peter van Roster from Centre. Please go ahead, Peter.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you.
Oh. Thanks.
Peter, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. So I am currently drafting input from Centre, so obviously there will be much more details than what I'm going to share now. That input is based on discussions that I had with all active members in the discussion and a few more, including the board as well. A couple of points, and I think I can align pretty much with what Chris mentioned and some of the comments that Annabeth has made. Indeed, the distinction between CCTLDs and GTLDs should be retained. We need to avoid that we end up in the same process. So that's a crucial one. A bit more to the fundamentals of this proposal. It started off well initially, I thought. I followed the process since the beginning. The idea was good. They wanted a lightweight structure. It should be simple. But it should still take care of all those complex functions that are transitioned. So the start was good, and then everything went wrong in a way that we are now looking at much more complex committees and review teams than we've initially discussed. I share Chris's concern with the composition of both the customer standing committee, which should be customers, obviously, not, as some seem to suggest, adds every single SO or AC that composes ICANN. The same for the MRT. At the moment, and anybody on the call who's involved in that discussion, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're discussing now whether there should be 24 or 30 seats on that MRT, that is absolutely ridiculous. If we're talking about a limited scope for that organization, we need to keep in mind that what we're doing is transitioning a performance review check. Is IANA performing well? Is IANA performing according to the standards that are set in existing documents? Not new policy, nothing else, but just simply checking whether they stick to widely accepted standards of performance. And we've diverted from that very clear trajectory, and that's, I think, the reason why we now end up with committees that are much more complex than they should. The one thing in the proposal, and that really stands out, that for us would be completely unacceptable, is if there could be, in any scenario, a majority of non-customers to IANA that could decide to move IANA away to somewhere else based on anything else but performance reviews. And from my reading of the current proposal, that seems to be the case, and that is unacceptable to our community. On the fundamental discussion whether the new structure, which in theory, again, we can support if we keep it simple, is in or outside ICANN, at the moment we're undecided because the proposal does not include enough details to actually argue that case quite well. We can understand that IT has some merits, and it definitely has advantages in terms of independence and accountability, but you would be creating additional layers of accountability issues that we still need to address within ICANN. So it's just moving the problem away to somewhere else. But that said, we're at the moment open to both solutions, but a lot will depend on the inputs from the cross-community working group on accountability. If that group, as a priority, deals with some of those pending issues that affect the IANA stewardship transition, then it is highly feasible, in our opinion, that an ICANN-based solution would be possible. A last point that I would like to make is that I'm getting more and more concerned with the timing of the rest of the process, just to make sure that everybody understands that. And I missed the first half an hour, basically, of the call, so apologies if it has been addressed. But we are looking at the timing of 15th of January. We're looking at calls over weekends. I mean, I don't mind doing that, but we should then realize that we lose a substantial part of the group that's currently discussing it. We will be discussing this proposal over the Christmas holidays. We need to make sure that we realize how far we can go in driving this without losing the true multi-stakeholder part of the principles that are undermining our process. If we only end up with 10 people who want to put in the work by the 10th of January, then this is not truly multi-stakeholder. If I have to go to my members on the 13th of January to get their approval for a proposal to be sent in by the 15th of January, then that's not truly multi-stakeholder, and that's something that we would really warn for. We would not want to end up in a situation where our opinion is asked on something for which we do not have the time to consult with our membership. I'll stick to that. Sorry for taking so long. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Peter. Just before I let Lisa to the floor, I see a lot of writing in the chat, and I'm, of course, happy about that, but I cannot anymore sum up what is being said and insert it into the discussion. So I'll go with a raised hand in Adobe Connect instead. So please, Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, it's Lisa for record. I just want to say that the procedure is that we try to finish a proposal for mid-January, or actually for, I think it's the 19th of January, to send to the chartering organizations to accept by the 31st of January. So it's not that it's going to be 2 days to accept, but it is tight, and it needs a lot of attention at the moment. So I know it's not ideal, but I think it's the way we need to go. This was as the co-chair I was speaking. Sorry.
Thank you, Lisa. I'll just had a question from Annabeth in the chat. Can the chat be sent out afterwards, Stefan? Yes, I think they're always published, and so is the sound, if I'm not incorrect. So,
Stefan, sorry
yes.
to interrupt on this one, but
yeah.
Actually, we also agreed within the CC members that Eric would send out a resume of this meeting for the whole group, and
okay.
in that resume we can resend some of the action items from this, and also I don't know if we want to resend the principles that Martin sent. Sorry, that was it.
Okay, so we'll have a follow-up package then, in order to help people. Written submission to the 22nd of December. I'll try to stay at the speakers list instead of chat. So please go ahead, Paul Kane.
Thank you. So Lisa has just touched on a very prudent or relevant point, namely timing, as did Peter Van Roster. When the CWG met in Frankfurt, the proposal that emanated from that was relatively lightweight and relatively straightforward, in that there was to be performance review of how the IANA undertook its task, and only in the event of failure to deliver, based on performance reports generated by the IANA and also independently reviewed, would the requirement for the IANA to either up its game, operated by ICANN, to up its game, or for the contract to be rebid. What seems to have happened since Frankfurt is that this whole process has got very complicated, involving significant numbers of people. And unfortunately, I'm traveling at the moment, and I have been for some weeks. And so my involvement has, online involvement, has been somewhat limited. My question is really related to timing. Yes, it would be great to have input from the CC community on the proposal that is being tabled at the moment. But if those comments are... highlight a number of significant issues, I would like to suggest to the co-chairs that we make clear to the other group, the coordinating group, that we are unable to meet the timeline because we do need to consult with the CC community to make sure that the proposal that is sent forward does indeed address the needs and concerns of the community. So I don't know what the process is for recognizing the desire to get it done as efficiently as possible, but actually saying that in light of the recent complications that seem to be arising, greater consultation with the CC community needs to be undertaken, possibly deferring to Singapore, or, you know, it's deferring time frame. I don't know, what is the mechanism?
Okay, thank you, Paul. Martin, would you excuse me if I'll just give a very short to one of our vice chairs, namely Lisa? Do you have any comments?
Thank you. I do have comments because I think we should try and meet the deadlines, and of course we need to see the comments before deciding otherwise, I must say. And we're at the moment in the middle of a comment period, and that ends on the 22nd. There is a plan of a working weekend on the 10th and 11th of January, and I cannot... there's no no signs of extending the period at the moment, but that can always change. But we need to see how the comments are and what issues they raise. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. I guess Paul Kane's hand is an old one, so please, Martin Boyle.
Thanks, Stefan. Martin Boyle here. Firstly, yeah, I think I would echo what Lisa has just said and underline the fact that it is important for CCTLDs to think very carefully about the proposal that is on the table and submit their comments to the consultation, because if we don't have comments going into that consultation, it'll be very difficult to ensure that any sort of safeguards or any sort of modification can be brought into the proposal at that stage. But the reason I put my hand up was that I am a member of the ICG, but I'm not actually in a position to speak for the ICG on this matter, other than to say that the deadline in January is a very real one. We've got a very tight schedule for doing everything and making sure that we get the full buy-in as we go along. I think I'd sort of use that and try and look at it from the other way and say, well, yes, what we've got to do from the cross-community working group is to identify a coherent proposal, even if we recognize that some of that proposal, for example, the specific role of particular bodies, hasn't yet been finalized, but that we can at least write down what the principal role of that body might be. In other words, we give into the ICG the main elements of the proposal, and where there are concerns, again, you know, I would actually hope that the CWG will document where those concerns are. And I'm talking about the concerns that have come in through the consultation, and recognize that if it hasn't actually managed to finalize its response to those concerns, you know, at least it it recognizes what it needs to do to get those done. So my overall feeling is, no, we shouldn't, certainly not at this stage, start thinking about deferring the deadline, missing the deadline, because if we do, then you know, essentially I would say all bets are off as to what we are actually able to achieve with this, and that will then leave us very vulnerable to discussions in the United Nations towards the end of next year. I laid out what I think would be the best thing for the ICG to receive if we can't get to a final document. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Martin. I see a lot of chat going on, but next on the speaker's list is Keith. Please go ahead, Keith.
Thank you, and can you hear me okay?
Fairly good.
Excellent. Okay, I think the concept of timing deserves some further discussion, I think. Paul asked what the mechanism was to adjust the timing or the timetable, and I think the only mechanism that really available from the ICG perspective, and again, like Martin, I'm speaking as a member of the ICG, but not on behalf of the ICG, but the only recognisable way of achieving a delay to the current schedule would be to reject the proposal and ask for additional information on the proposal, which would be sort of an unpleasant way of dealing with it in any case. But I guess on the other hand, you know, we have now the US government bill that's going ahead that may cause NTIA to not be able to look at the combined proposal until after September 2015. We also always envisaged that the accountability stream of work would be running parallel with this work that we're doing now, and that's been significantly delayed by comparison. So, you know, the accountability IANA aspects won't be discussed till one meeting in Frankfurt in mid-January, which is after the due date for the submission of the names proposal. So, you know, perhaps it is inevitable that a delay will be caused, and perhaps it's not a bad thing, given the US government may not be able to look at the proposal in due time. So I think we need to take this into account, and the IANA, the ICG is meeting on Thursday this week, so I dare say this will come up as a topic there as well, but I think it's something that we may need to be a bit more fluid on than saying we've got these good ones that we must meet. But I don't know how flexible you can be for all of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. I had a little bad audio there, but it seems many participants could hear you at least. May I continue with the speakers list? Chris, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, Stefan. I want to make what I think is a really crucial point. I understand what Martin said, and I don't disagree with him, but I think we need to understand this very, very critical point. The role of the ICG is to take the proposals that come from the ITF, the NRO, and now the names community, be they one proposal from the CWG or one proposal from the CWG and some subset proposals from the separate organizations, and sew them together to make one large proposal. The reality is that the time for the CCTLD community to be putting forward its suggestions, its concerns, and creating its bit of the proposal is not once it's gone to the ICG. Once it's gone to the ICG, it goes forward as a proposal. It doesn't mean we can't object, but the reality is the ICG itself is not supposed to be creating proposals. It's actually supposed to be sewing together the proposals from the different groups. And I don't think that we should be afraid of saying we think that this is too quick, and that if the ICG has to do things faster because it doesn't get its proposals until March, for example, that is something that they will need to deal with. It is absolutely critical for us that we get this right for us. And if we don't, it's going to be a little too late to start complaining about what the ICG ends up putting forwards to NTIA. So whilst I'm sympathetic to trying to meet the ICG's deadlines, I think it's more important that we actually do our job properly for our own community, for our CCTLD colleagues, and for our own territories. So I would encourage us to actually, if we need to slow things down and take the time for us to debate it, and if it means we have to have meetings in Singapore to discuss it, well, so be it. And the ICG is just going to have to live with that. They are not in charge of this process. We are in charge of this process. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Martin again, please.
Thanks, Stefan. Yeah, I agree that it is important to make sure we do the job right. And I agree that the named communities need to generate the original proposals. My concern is that just at the moment We've got one proposal on the table and one proposal that's generally available to the world to have a look at, and that's the ALAC proposal. If we're going to be able to have any influence on the shaping of this document as we move forward, then we need to have comments in from the community, from the CCTLDs, identifying where there are concerns, where there are problems with the proposal. And I can come quite clearly that Nominet will be putting in its proposals, and we will also work with Censa on the Censa proposals. My appeal is that the wider community does that. Yes, Chris is right. If you don't provide, if the community doesn't provide its input into the ICG, then all we can do is stitch together numbers and protocol parameters, and that leaves one very, very big hole sitting in any proposal. But remember that part of the ICG proposal is to continue going out to the community to make sure that we are getting it right. So I go back to what I said earlier and say that actually I think it is important for us to get in a proposal. There could be a proposal with an alternative proposal, but at least that we know what it is we're talking about, and we're also aware of the processes to try and pull the different factions together so that there is a common proposal. And so, it's going to be easier when documents are on the table and everybody knows what they're dealing with. Just sort of turning around and saying, well, we're going to work until the other side of Singapore, makes it then very, very difficult to move that larger discussion forward. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Martin. Lisa?
Thank you, Stefan. I can support what Martin just said, and I also like us to remember that this is a proposal that's supposed to be for the whole CC community and not only the CCNSO part. And that is why discussions in Singapore is nice to have, but we need to continue to have the outreach discussions like this this webinar or meeting online, because we need to focus on not being too absorbed in it's the CCNSO community we're trying to reach out. We have to reach out for the whole community of CCs. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. I guess Martin's hand is an old one, so please go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Stefan. I just wanted to respond to Martin, but before I do, Lisa, yes, I agree 100%. I don't want us to get sidetracked by the fact that I mentioned Singapore. It was just a convenient flag in the ground. But you're absolutely right. But I want to go back to what Martin said. I acknowledge what you said, Martin, but here's the problem. If the deadline is the 22nd of December, then without an issue, I've no doubt that Martin and Nominet will work. You and Nominet will work extremely hard to get a Nominet comment and maybe containing a proposal together. And so will Alder and no doubt that a number of other CCTLDs will as well. The problem is that in order for us to have a CCTLD proposal or something that at least has buy-in from a number of CCTLDs, we need to see those proposals, and then the CCTLD community needs to meet online and discuss those proposals. And there's no way that can happen between now and the 22nd of December. So yes, of course we need to put comments in, and yes, of course we need to put alternative proposals forward. But what I'm saying is those alternative proposals, if they are CCTLD-based proposals, need to be discussed in the CCTLD community. Yes, of course, they'll end up being discussed in the CWG, but the CWG can't assess them as whether they have the weight of at least buy-in from a number of CCTLDs, a buy-in from Centre, a buy-in from APTLD or whatever, by a week from today. It's just not going to happen. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Paul, please. Paul Kane. I think you're on mute.
Thank you.
On mute.
Okay, I'm. So thank you. So just to sort of clarify, the proposal that is on the table, in essence, is quite a, if it were lightweight, is quite a stable facilitating proposal. The problem that seems to have happened, I apologize, I'm traveling, but the problem that seems to happen is it's got very complicated. So it would be great if people could submit comments on the proposal that is currently tabled, but there are some key elements that are fundamentally missing. The accountability aspect, again in Frankfurt, which was a very constructive meeting, reference was made to how the accountability element would work. It was envisaged that the accountability group would work significantly faster than is currently planned. So until the accountability group have tabled what they are proposing, it's difficult for the CWG to come to conclusion because there's a fairly large hole with respect to how accountability will occur. So rather than trying to encourage numerous and multiple different proposals, may I suggest that the proposal that's on the table in its fundamental form is quite good, I hope, because it's trying to sustain the status quo as much as possible. And we do want to expedite the transition process as efficiently as possible, but there just seems to be this hang-up over getting the date in, and the date over a Christmas period. I can tell you now, for example, you mentioned the 10th and the 11th. I know I'm not around on the 10th and the 11th. People plan diaries months in advance, and it's just, it's quite frustrating that this is a very important thing. Everyone's willing to give time, but the proposal is good, but the proposal could get squashed because there's so much time pressure being placed upon it. And if there are multiple proposals that come out, that's going to be a nightmare to sort out because there's fundamentally nothing really wrong with a lightweight version of what's currently on the table.
Thank you, Paul. So, Alan McIlvray, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Stefan. It's Alan McIlvray for the record. Firstly, let me say I'm very, very pleased with the discussion. It's certainly exceeded my expectations, so thank you for that. I just want to come back to what Chris was saying because I think it's a very valid point. I'm pleased to hear that we will get a number of submissions to the CWG by the 22nd, and I would encourage everyone to do that in writing. I've seen a draft of the Centre proposal, for example, and I think there are some very, very specific ideas that are going to come out. I'm not seeing any consensus, but not any broad conflict. But just coming to Chris's specific point, I think it would be useful for us today to plan another call of this nature for something like the 8th of January. In other words, a call after all of the submissions are in, and I'd even be prepared to work with the members on the CWG to try and do a synthesis of the CCTLD proposals to see where there is a consensus, where there isn't, and then if we have a call, we would attempt to arrive at a consensus CCTLD position. So that's my specific proposal. Let's try and schedule a call for the week of January, I'm looking at my calendar, week of January 6th, because as Lisa mentioned, there's going to be a major drafting session on Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th. So if we met that week, that would be very useful. So, and I would put out, how about January 8th? Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. In chat, I see several support for your idea of having yet another meeting in this group, and I do support it as well. Your proposal is January 8th. Is someone opposing to that specific date? Please make yourself heard in the chat or by shouting out right now. If not, could Secretariat help us? That is Christina and Bart. Is this possible, do you think?
Yeah, from our lens, it's a no-brainer. It's more, do you have the bandwidth?
Excellent. So, Christina, is this okay for you as well?
Sorry, can you repeat? What was the question?
Another of these meetings, January the 8th.
January the 8th. That's fine.
Yeah, is it possible to convene? Good, thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll take timing at email, I guess. But so we have. It seems like we have a consensus of yet another meeting at least. Whoa, we have a decision point here. I would also like to agree with Alan's suggestions. Alan's remarks about this being a very constructive discussion, so thank you very much all. Next on speaker's list is Lisa Fuhr. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Stefan. I think it's a very good idea that Alan suggested, but I really like to urge all of the participants in this meeting still to submit any proposals, and I know the ones are said they're already doing it, but the ones who are thinking about it, please do it so we get as many comments as possible. Because in order to have this this common CC input valid, it's very important to have it during the comment period too. So put it in during the comments and. Also, of course, we'll discuss it during the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I see no more hands. I see a lot of writing in chat. But I think no one else wants to speak right now. So I'll just give myself some comments about... Oh, sorry, Peter van Rossum, please.
Thank you, Stefan. Speaking for Center, but I'm sure that my RO colleagues could add to that if they wish. I would obviously welcome all Center members to respond to the Center draft that will be sent out tomorrow. So we will aim at sticking to the deadline. It's probably more a fantasy than reality, but if we would already be able to bring together all those comments on a regional organizational level, then the work in January will be much lighter than if, again, we're faced with 20-odd comments from different CCs. So I would really encourage everyone to talk on a regional level before that date and try to bring positions together as closely as possible. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. I see some typing. I see no other hands in Adobe Connect. If not, I think we all got ahead of the agenda. First saying we should suggest issues from the CWG nominees, but since we had a very constructive discussion, we already, at least to my opinion, had response from the community. With proposals, feedback, etc. If we go back to proposed agenda, I would actually suggest point number 4, open mic. Are there any general suggestions or issues from the community that hasn't been addressed yet? I see no hands. Nadobe, I see someone writing. Well, yes, that's true. It was an open mic all the time, and I'm happy it was. So thank you, Eric, for that comment. So just to sum up, we did decide to have yet another of these meetings January the 8th. We told CCTLDs to give a written answer by December the 22nd, and so that's how we came. If there are no other issues here, are there anything else we should process before ending this meeting?
Staffer,
today.
This is Bert.
Yes.
This is Bert.
Thank you.
Say one more suggestion, as you discussed yesterday in preparation. Say, mm-hmm. having a call on the 8th and say having a sense of the feedback and discussing it with the group is one thing. Probably having the same discussion around the final proposal is another one. So that might be 1 or 2 weeks later, because that's again an opportunity for the community to at least get back to say and have a discussion at the SO level as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the week after or just after the final proposal has been compiled by the CWG itself.
Okay, so are you concretely suggesting 2 meetings?
Yes, because this is only seeking feedback again and further discussion different proposals, but as Alan already said, the weekend of the 10th, 11th, the CWG will intensely discuss the next steps, hopefully, or that's still in the planning, having a proposal out around the 19th. And that's about time that the community gets informed about the final decision-making as well.
Mm-hmm.
And before the SO, before the CCNSO, council needs to decide.
Okay, are there any other comments on this? No comments whatsoever? Okay, so either people have left the meeting or they're not following a discussion. I'm not sure what to do about this. The 19th is suggested as a meeting. Paul Kane, please go ahead.
This is just, I think it's a great idea. I don't think there's any problem with it. I think it's just an evolutionary process. So, yes, we have a meeting on the 8th. Yes, we have a subsequent meeting. We need to get as much of the concluding this process done as soon as possible and involving as much and as many people as possible. So the more meetings, the better. But my suggestion is, I just really want to emphasize a desire to have a very simple process that is lightweight, impact or it only really involves those parties that are customers of the IANA, but it's all very largely dependent also on the work of the accountability group. And so it would be hard to come to conclusion without the accountability group having concluded their work, because accountability is a large slice of the IANA element. So yes to more meetings, yes to making sure we get a proposal, I hope a unified proposal from the community rather than multiple proposals. So, and the foundation for doing that is the proposal that's on the table. But the accountability element is critical going forward.
Okay. So just to respond to the proposal of yet another meeting, the 19th of January, yes, please, let's go ahead. We will send out further details to the community about that, but and especially for today, we had a good consensus on yet another meeting, the 8th. Let's start with that one, and you all please make room in your calendars for a meeting the 19th as well. And it's better to make room in your calendar and take it away than the opposite. So please, yes, remember the 19th of January as well, and we'll take it from there in the group. I see no other participants wanting to talk. I see an old hand from Paul. Are there any other suggestion or any other business ahead? Martin Boyle, please.
Yeah, I've just put in the chat that the 19th of January is the working group looking at accountability all day, and therefore probably not the best choice of date for a follow-on call.
Okay.
Others might disagree, in which case, fine, go ahead.
Okay, so the nominees to the group will come back with a proposal for date then, but a follow-up meeting, so to say. Let's stay at that then. I see Lisa is typing something, so maybe since the speaker's list is empty. Okay. If there are no other comments or suggestions, are we ready to end the meeting? If not, please raise your hand. Okay.